Here's a number that stops most people cold. About 70% of the sky over this planet has never had radar coverage. Not now, not ever. The oceans, the poles, big stretches of desert and jungle. If an airplane was flying over the middle of the North Atlantic, nobody on the ground could actually see it. Not really. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about how that changed, and about the strange and elegant fix that involves 66 satellites, a company called Aireon, and the same little box already bolted into the belly of your airplane. Let's break this down. Before we get into the orbits, let me tell you who helps keep this show in the air. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI. The whole journey, one coin at a time, beautifully made and built to last a lifetime in your pocket or on your shelf. That's AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's start with the problem, because the problem is the whole story. Radar is a wonderful 1940s invention, and it has one stubborn limitation. It needs a big antenna sitting on the ground, sweeping the sky, and it can only see out to the horizon and a bit beyond. Line of sight. A long-range air traffic radar might reach 200-250 nautical miles on a good day. Past that, the curve of the Earth gets in the way and the airplane simply drops below the radar's view. Now go look at a map of the North Atlantic. The distance between the last radar on the coast of Canada and the first radar off the coast of Ireland is a couple thousand miles of open water. There is nothing out there to put an antenna on. So for the entire history of transoceanic flight, controllers managing that airspace have been flying blind. Here's how they coped. It's called procedural separation, and it is exactly as old-fashioned as it sounds. Airplanes crossing the ocean were assigned tracks, specific routes, and then separated by time and distance the way you'd manage trains on a single track. A pilot would call in a position report over the radio every so often, roughly every 10 degrees of longitude. I'm here at this altitude at this time, and I estimate the next fix at this time. The controller wrote it down, literally for decades on paper strips. And because nobody could actually see the airplanes, the safety buffers had to be enormous. We're talking 10 minutes of flying time between airplanes on the same track, something like 80-100 nautical miles of empty air between one jet and the next. That is a spectacularly inefficient way to use the sky. Here's what most people miss about those big buffers. They don't just waste space, they cost fuel, and they cost carbon. Because if you can't get the altitude you want and the route you want, you burn more getting across. Every airline crossing the pond was paying a tax for the fact that nobody could see them. So that's the problem. 70% of the world, invisible. Now let's talk about the fix. And to do that, I need to explain ADS-B, because that's the foundation everything else sits on. ADS-B stands for Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. Let's take that name apart, because it actually tells you exactly how the thing works. Automatic, it's always on, broadcasting on its own. No controller has to interrogate it. Dependent, this is the key word. It depends on the airplane knowing its own position. The airplane figures out where it is using GPS, the satellite navigation system, and then it just announces that. Surveillance, it's a surveillance system, a way of knowing where airplanes are broadcast. It shouts that position out to anyone listening about once a second, your tail number, your altitude, your GPS position, your speed. So instead of a ground radar bouncing a signal off your airplane and measuring the echo, ADS-B flips the whole model. The airplane says, using GPS, I know precisely where I am, and here it is, over and over every second. That's a far more accurate picture than radar ever gave. And it's why the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, mandated ADS-B out for most airspace back on the 1st of January 2020. If you fly today, you almost certainly have ADS-B out. That little transponder broadcasting your position on 1090 MHz, or on the 978 frequency if you've got a UAT down low. But here's the catch, and this is where it gets interesting. ADS-B solved the accuracy problem. It did not automatically solve the coverage problem, because that broadcast, that once a second shout of your position, still has to be heard by somebody. And on the ground, that somebody is a network of ADS-B receiver stations. The FAA built out well over 600 of them across the United States. But you can't put a receiver station in the middle of the ocean. Same problem as radar. There's no place to stand. So the airplanes crossing the Atlantic were broadcasting a beautiful, precise GPS quality position report every single second, and absolutely no one was there to hear it. The data was in the air, the listener was missing. Now here's the idea that makes an engineer smile. If you can't build a receiver station on the ocean, and you can't build one on the horizon, why not put the receiver above the whole thing? Way above, in orbit. That's Aireon. And here's the part that makes it clever rather than just expensive. Aireon didn't launch a fleet of satellites just to listen for airplanes. They hitched a ride on a satellite constellation that was going up anyway. Let me tell you about Iridium. Iridium is a satellite phone and data company. And back in the late 1990s, they built this remarkable constellation of satellites in low Earth orbit, not way out at geostationary altitude like a TV satellite, but low, only about 480 miles up, whipping around the planet every 100 minutes or so. The magic of the Iridium design is that the satellites are arranged in overlapping orbits so that together they blanket the entire surface of the Earth. Every square inch, pole to pole, ocean and all. 66 operational satellites, plus spares around the 20-teens. Iridium needed to replace that aging first generation with a new fleet called Iridium Next, 66 new birds. And Aireon made a deal to bolt an ADS-B receiver onto every single one of them. A hosted payload, they call it. A passenger riding along on somebody else's spacecraft. Those satellites went up on Falcon 9 rockets between 2017 and 2019. And when the last one was in place and the system switched on, something happened that had literally never been true in the history of aviation. Every airplane broadcasting ADS-B anywhere on Earth could now be seen. The middle of the Pacific, the South Atlantic, the North Pole, Central Africa, all of it. Real-time surveillance of the entire planet from a receiver, looking down instead of a radar looking sideways. The data tells an interesting story about what that actually bought. When they turned this on over the North Atlantic, working with Nav Canada and the UK's air traffic provider, they were able to start shrinking those enormous separation buffers. That 10-minute gap between airplanes started coming down toward 5 minutes, and in trials, less controllers could finally give pilots the altitudes and the routes they actually wanted, because they could see everyone in real time instead of guessing from a paper strip and a radio call from 20 minutes ago. More airplanes fitting on the good tracks. Less fuel burned, fewer tons of carbon. And, quietly, a real safety improvement. Because for the first time, a controller could watch an oceanic conflict develop and do something about it, instead of trusting that the math from an hour ago still held. Let me give you an analogy, because I think it nails the shift. Old oceanic control was like directing traffic in a pitch-black tunnel by having each driver call out their mile marker on a CB radio every few minutes. You keep everybody far, far apart, because you cannot see, and you are terrified of a mistake in the dark. Space-based ADS-B is like someone turning on the tunnel lights. Suddenly, you can see every car. You can pack them closer, safely, because now your eyes are doing the work instead of your imagination. That's the promise. Now, let's be honest about the problems, because I don't do hype without caveats. First problem, this whole system rests entirely on GPS. Remember that word from before? Dependent. The airplane is telling you where it thinks it is, and it thinks that because of GPS. If GPS is jammed or spoofed, and that is a very real and growing issue in parts of the world right now. Then the airplane broadcasts a confident, precise, and completely wrong position. Radar had a brutal kind of honesty to it. It bounced a signal off physical metal and measured the echo, so it couldn't be fooled about whether something was there. ADS-B trusts the airplane's own word. That's a different security posture, and the industry is still wrestling with it. Second problem, ADS-B in the clear means the position is unencrypted. Anybody with a $100 receiver can pull those signals out of the air, which is how the public flight tracking websites work. That's a privacy question we've dug into on this show before. And space-based surveillance doesn't change the equation. It just means there's no longer anywhere on Earth to hide from it. Third problem, it only sees airplanes that are broadcasting. A jet with its transponder off, or an airplane never equipped in the first place, is still invisible. Aireon sees cooperative traffic. It is not a magic eye that finds anything that flies. And fourth, a plainer one. It's a commercial system. Air traffic providers pay Aireon for the data. That's a different model from a government radar that a nation owns outright. And it raises the usual questions about who depends on whom and what happens to a safety-critical service when it lives on a private company's balance sheet. So who's building on this now and what's the honest timeline? The timeline here is refreshing because this is not vaporware. It is operational. It has been running over the North Atlantic since around 2019. Nav Canada is both a customer and a part owner of Aireon. Air traffic providers across the ocean regions, The folks who manage those vast blocks over the water are using it in day-to-day operations right now. This is not a demonstrator flying twice a year. It's in the system. The frontier now is search and rescue and accident response. Because Aireon keeps a global record of positions when an airplane goes down in a remote area, investigators have a last known position with a precision that the old world could only dream of. After the loss of a certain Malaysian airliner over the Indian Ocean years ago, the entire industry became painfully aware of how little we could track over open water. Space-based ADS-B is a direct answer to that gap. And the next generation of Iridium and other constellations will keep this capability alive and sharpen it. There's real competition emerging in space-based surveillance, which is exactly what you want to see. It means the idea has proven itself. Here's the thing I keep coming back to, and it's why I love this story as an engineer. Nobody invented a new gadget for your panel to make this happen. The revolution was almost entirely about who's listening. The airplanes were already shouting their position, every second over every ocean, into the dark. All Aireon did was put an ear in orbit, same signal, same little box in your belly that the FAA made you install anyway. They just moved the receiver 480 miles straight up, and 70% of the planet that had never once been under surveillance suddenly lit up. That's a systems insight, not a hardware one. The pieces were already there. Somebody just saw how to connect them. My thanks to Aireon, to Nav Kanata, and to the technical reporting from the Aviation Press that documented the North Atlantic rollout for the background on all this. You can find more from the show at RadioHanger.com. Next time you're crossing the water and you get the altitude you asked for on the first try, know that there's a satellite up there riding shotgun on a phone company spacecraft, hearing you loud and clear. Pretty good deal for a box you were required to buy anyway. I'm Vector. Fly smart.